the guy who murdered his family in the house that later became known as the Amityville Horror House. Ronald DeFeo wiped out his whole family. I'll tell you a quick story. Our chief engineer at the radio station I worked at on Long Island was the worked for the Amityville Fire Department, a volunteer for Amityville Fire Department. About 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, he calls me on his two-way radio. This is before cell phones. He calls me on his two-way radio in the studio and says, "We got to go on the air. You can't believe what happened at this house in Amityville." And we go on the air. We talk about the devastating, the murders and everything. That was the first person. I had him on the air with me. That was the first time any of the Amityville horror was ever discussed anywhere in the country. And we did it right there at my radio station that day. That was back in the 70s when that happened. But Ronald DeFeo just passed away on this date a couple of years ago in prison. Wow. Strange story. And that Amityville horror stuff with the bleeding walls never happened. Just a fake. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Ukraine and a plan by Presidents Trump and Putin to speak on ending the three-year-old war there. Mr. Trump told reporters on Air Force One last night.
We'll be talking about land. It's a lot of land. It's a lot different than it was before the war, as you know. We'll be talking about land. We'll be talking about power plants.
Two men confirm they'll have a discussion tomorrow. Correspondent Torian Small.
This is a big point of contention for Democratic lawmakers on the Hill, with concerns that President Trump is putting the onus on Ukraine to concede these unilateral concessions to President Putin.
The Trump administration is in a standoff with a federal judge after defying his orders and sending more than 200 Venezuelan migrants to El Salvador. The ACLU's lead lawyer, Lee Gallant, has gone to court over use of the 1812 Alien Enemies Act.
It's as unprecedented as it is lawless. The law is crystal clear that it can only be used in a declared war.
At least 40 people across seven states were killed in severe storms in the South and Midwest over the weekend. 9-year-old Alea Contreras convinced her family to get out of their home in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, before it was slammed by a tornado. She spoke with CBS's Jason Allen.
You feel pretty lucky that something inside you this time told you to leave?
Yeah, we wouldn't be alive.
A 22-year-old American believed to be the last to see a missing University of Pittsburgh student on spring break insists he's not sure if she ever got out of the water before she disappeared 11 days ago. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez from Punta Cana.
A family attorney for Joshua Ribbs says that authorities here in the Dominican Republic have confiscated his passport and that he has been confined to a hotel as they continue to investigate.
A once popular fast fashion chain is going belly up for good.
Forever 21 means not be eternal, as the retailer's operating company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. That means its 350 stores in the U.S. will conduct liquidation sales. Forever 21 also filed for bankruptcy in 2019, but a group of investors stepped in. The company has fought against competition from online entities like Amazon and the closing of malls. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
A delivery driver in California has been awarded $50 million after he was seriously burned by a Starbucks venti tea that spilled in his lap. His attorney says Michael Garcia underwent skin grafts and other procedures.
It's a reasonable verdict. It's justified. This injury changed Michael's life. It was gross negligence.
S&P futures are down 11. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Following the death of Alderwoman Molly Jones back in February, Racine is now seeking applications for a new second district representative. People living in the South Side district that are interested must have their letters of interest and resumes into the city by next Monday. Racine County supervisors have approved funding for a partnership with Discover Media Works to produce a Discover Wisconsin TV show featuring Racine County. The contract, worth just over $100,000, includes one full Racine County episode and additional social media content to boost tourism. There's a big meeting at Racine City Hall tomorrow night. Details of the Common Council agenda and a breakdown can be found at RacineCountyEye.com. Racine police were called to a large fight outside of a bar early yesterday. Initial reports say tasers and pepper spray was brought out to control the situation. It all happened on Washington near 11th. Park and the Prairie School are on to the semifinals of the state high school basketball tournament. Park is back after a 60-year drought. Their Division II semifinal game against Cedarburg will be aired on WRJN Friday. And the Racine Common Council has passed a new law requiring food trucks to be closed by 1 a.m. The regulation, meant to address safety concerns, prohibits food trucks from operating between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. Some alders cited issues caused by late-night crowds near bars. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks bow to the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Thunder 121-105. Doc Rivers says about the only guy to play with any effort last night was Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I thought Giannis really came with the right intentions, and I thought there's games, guys, that you have in the year that one team has understands the bigness of the game and the other team doesn't. And you can feel it, you can see it.
The Bucks have lost four of their last six games. College basketball, Marquette headed to the NCAA tournament for the fourth year in a row. They'll play New Mexico Friday night. The Badgers got into the big dance. They'll take on Montana on Thursday after losing in the finals of the Big Ten tournament to Michigan yesterday, 59-53.
This one stings, but as I told the team, I couldn't ask for any more in terms of what they give us and how they played today, other than we didn't make shots.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind, a little breezy out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 56, with scattered showers possible late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
So it's a huge misconception that guys are like dogs and women are like cats. We have it backwards, okay? Guys, you're like cats. You're aloof and emotionally unavailable. Women are exactly like dogs. We're exactly like dogs. We're like, hey, where are you going? 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 Can I go? 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 I'm going to wait right here. 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 I'm going to shoes.
That's great.
See, guys, you're like cats. You're like, oh, you're home. Okay, so this is what's gonna happen. You're gonna feed me. Then I'm gonna stare at the window at nothing. Then I'm gonna pass out in the bathroom. Deal? Do we have a deal? Women are like dogs. We clean up after ourselves, right, ladies? You ever seen a dog vomit? Eats it right back up. Yeah, usually does it in private. Eats it up, no evidence. You don't even know what's happened. Guys, you're like cats. You'll just puke anywhere and make a huge scene about it. Don't. Can you clean that up? It's so gross. I don't want to touch it. I don't. Here comes the dog. I got it. I got it. I totally got it.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
I tried, and I tried, and I tried. I can't get no
action, cause I try.
Local news. Timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 47. A clear night tonight, lows 39. Partly sunny with a high near 51 tomorrow. It's beautiful. It's sunny, but it's cold. It's 24 degrees in Radio Park. Just when you thought you could put those winter coats away, huh? I went out yesterday with a spring coat on. I didn't know what was coming down the pike. I thought it was going to be a nice day, and I get to church. It's a little cold out, but when I got out of church, it was 3 inches of snow on the ground. I didn't see that coming. And I wore my spring coat. That's going to haunt me. I'll probably get a cold or something. It's 8:13 at WRJN with CCR up around the bend. At WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere, the historic AM frequency of 1400. That's WRJN.
Memorial Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
ABC. It's 819. Local news. Tablet sits here at WRJN. Looking for a sunshiny day today. A beautiful day with a high near 47. A lot different than yesterday, huh? Clear tonight. Lows around 39. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 51. Right now, it's sunny, 24 degrees right here at Radio Park. So, this guy invented a free online tool called the Zoom Escaper. So, when you go on Zoom, like for your work meetings and so forth, you go on Zoom, it plays different sound effects to help you get out of meetings. Stuff like crying babies, dogs barking, construction noise, wind, and more. I've got to try that because we have a meeting every Tuesday on Google Meet. I'm going to try something like that. I got to go. Doorbell's ringing. I think it's the Amazon guy. Let me go out and get my package. I'll see you next week. Something like that. 819 at WRJN. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A new documentary says we are not alone. The Age of Disclosure premiered at the South by Southwest Film Festival in early March and claims aliens are real and that the government has covered up their existence for the last 80 years. The doc claims non-human biological matter has been collected from spacecraft crash sites. Director Dan Farah interviewed 34 government officials who confirmed some type of extraterrestrial life, but the film does not offer a whole lot of actual proof other than talking heads. No confirmation as to whether or not people have actually been probed. As promised, I said I would report back when I finished the show Zero Day on Netflix. The six-parter starring Robert De Niro and Joan Allen explores what happens after a massive grid outage that kills over 3,000 Americans. Zero Day has some great moments, but ties everything up a little too neatly at the end. Having said that, De Niro is great. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street.
Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
There's an old saying in Ireland, if you're lucky enough to be Irish, you're lucky enough. Well, consider yourself Irish and save with our once-a-year sale. It's Jenny from Big Deals, and today on Big Deals, you'll save an additional 17% off your entire purchase if you use the promo code LUCK. And remember what the Irish say, 'tis better to spend money like there's no tomorrow than to spend tonight like there's no money. Ah, that's terrible.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner to save some green right now.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
I love those little things that I hear.
Bobby Goldsboro, Little Things, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. So this woman in Australia was angry after her husband forgot to buy a lottery ticket with the same number she's been playing for 30 years. So the next week, he tried to make up for it. He purchased two tickets with the sets of numbers that she likes. Both tickets hit for $1 million. They ended up winning $2 million. All is forgiven, I guess, right? Sunshine today. Beautiful day with a high near 47. Right now it's sunny at 24 in Radio Park. Here's Lou Christie.
Listen to me, baby. You gotta understand. Hey-ya. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey-ya. Listen to me, baby. It's hard to settle down. Hey-ya. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be kissed, I can't stop.
My love, lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
St. Patrick's Day. It's 8:29. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Well, this is mildly alarming. Soil samples taken from Mount Everest reveal that our coughs and sneezes are getting frozen up there and are preserved in the mountain's ice for centuries. Now, it's not the type of Mount Everest, but still, it's kind of concerning, I would think, huh? It's 8:30 on the noggin. Let's check news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a move to boost tourism, Racine County is getting on TV. At a meeting last week, the county board approved funding for a partnership with Discover Media Works. They produce the Discover Wisconsin TV show. It's a just over $100,000 contract with one full Racine County episode to air, plus other social media postings. The show is a paid program on stations throughout the state and online. The cops were called for a large fight outside of a Racine bar early yesterday. Tasers and pepper spray were brought out to get everything under control. It happened on Washington near 11th. We're working to learn more about any possible arrests. More state titles could be coming to Racine County. This Friday, Park and the Prairie School are in the semis of the state high school basketball tournament. Park is already celebrating an historic state tournament run after a 60-year drought. WRJN will air Park's Division II semifinal game against Cedarburg Friday afternoon. The final game Saturday will also be aired on WRJN if the Panthers get a win. What's called a special event Passport Day is coming to Kenosha County Saturday. The county clerk is making herself available at the county building in Bristol to quickly process passport applications. It'll run from 9 to 1. The clerk says people should download the free forms from the official State Department website in advance. They'll take your picture and there'll be translators offered during the event. And there's a big meeting at Racine City Hall tomorrow. You can see what's on the agenda and a breakdown at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind, a little breezy out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 56, with scattered showers possible late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Fellas, you ever be in a club and see three women walking together? You know, sometimes they hold hands, sometimes they don't. The pretty one always first. I want to speak to all the third women in the house tonight. You know who you are. I know why pretty girls always had that one ugly girl with them, too. Because while number one and number two dance, they need somebody to watch their coats and purses. Don't lie to me. I see it all the time. Don't lie to me. Number one and number two be on the dance floor. Hey! Third chick. Put napkins over drinks and covering the coats and purses. Falling out. Go, besties! I be at the table right next to her like, you know you ain't gotta live like this your whole life. Come with me.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night. On a pillow, this is the night
to go to the celebrity ball.
Satin and lace, isn't it a pity? Didn't find time to call. Ready or not, gonna make it to the city. Oh, this is the night
to go to the celebrity ball.
celebrate local news. Thomas Hits and WRJN. You know, we mostly tell our kids to listen and do what they're told, but not always. 2,000 parents were asked to name the top decisions they actually let their kids weigh in on. Here are some of them. How to handle and how to decorate their own room, which seems fair. When my daughter was about, I guess, 5 years old, 6 years old, we said, what color carpeting do you want in your bedroom? We got a brand new house. We just moved in. And she said, I want hot pink carpeting. And I told the carpet guy, I said, really? He said, that looks good. So we did it. Hot pink carpeting for a little girl. And she loved it. So we let her get in on that. What to have for dinner? Well, sometimes we used to do that. What to watch on TV? What movie to go see? What restaurant to go to? What to listen in the car? We hope you pick this station, kids, all right? And, of course, how to decorate their own room with things on the wall. Let your kids get involved. I mean, hey, they live there too, right? Dinah Ross and the Supremes looking for sunshine today. High 47, sunny 24 degrees right now here at Radio Park.
I've been crying. Yeah.
Leslie Gore, she's a fool. It's 8:42, local news, timeless hits at WRGN. Here's a weird statistic that kind of unites us all together, or at least 20% of us at least. One in five people admit they've eaten food out of the trash before. It's a weird stat that unites us, or, we do eat it out of the trash, I guess. Doesn't mean you went to a dumpster diving necessarily. Maybe you just threw a half a donut away, then reconsidered it. The most common reason people gave for eating out of the trash was it looked perfectly fine, in their opinion. Remember that Seinfeld episode where George gets caught by his girlfriend's mother eating out of the trash? And she tells everybody, and that love affair is now over. That was kind of a good episode. I don't think I've ever eaten anything out of the trash before. I can't remember ever doing it. I wouldn't admit to it anyway to you. Sam and Dave, hold on, I'm coming.
Don't you ever be sad.
News, time to sit. Sam and Dave, hold on, I'm coming. All right, no matter how stressful life gets, you got to remember to take time for the joyous moments. This thing is online. You can actually see this. A soldier in Ukraine stopped his own girlfriend at a checkpoint and surprised her with a proposal of marriage. The video is not in English, but you know what? Doesn't need to be. It's 8:45 at WRJN.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine. Wellness that works. On the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hey Kenosha, this is Carl Bryan, and I'm running for the KUSD school board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD school board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryant for responsible leadership on the KUSD School Board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryant, Andre Scanlon, Treasurer.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Spoonful, Jantz Bastin family there. Do you believe in magic? 850 at WRJN. A study in England found you could learn how to be happy. The University of Bristol launched a class in 2018 called The Science of Happiness. It covers the latest science on why some people are happy and some aren't. The study found students enrolled in the course did come out happier than they went in. And there's a catch, though. You can't just learn how to be happy and you're done. Long-term joy in life requires ongoing practice and dedication. I don't know. Sounds like a lot of work to me. Don't forget, we are your home for Racine Raiders football. They're back on WRJN every Saturday night beginning May 3rd. Right here. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN with the Beatles.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. See you.
night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
WRJN.
Full of four, I fought the law. It's 8:56 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Well, this seems like a win-win. There's a group of skateboarders in Southern California who will deep clean your pool for you. These are, you know, on the, you know, built-in pools, concrete pools. They'll deep clean your pool for you for absolutely no charge if you let them drain it and skateboard around it first. Sounds like a win-win to me. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me today. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, bright and early, or dark and early, at 6 a.m. Coming up next, we've got Dan Mark. I almost forgot. Dan Marcus in the Wax Museum. Kurt Vollman at 2. Chris Morrow coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. Happy St. Patrick's Day. You enjoy it with WRJN, right?
Dance to the music. Dance to the music. there's a bottom, so that the dancer just won't hide.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin at the White House, where the Trump administration is ignoring a federal judge's ruling on deportations after flying a couple of hundred Venezuelan migrants to prison in El Salvador. CBS's Scott McFarland.
This legal drama is escalating here in the nation's capital. The attorneys representing these plaintiffs, these people with ties to Venezuela, who are challenging the Trump administration's use of the Alien Enemies Act for these deportations.